From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.vinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's Sport and Youth Affairs Minister Zainuddin Amali confirmed that the 20th National Games PON in Papua has been held smoothly since October 2nd. According to him, there are no significant problems that forced the event to be halted. The minister later noted that all participants, including athletes, coaches, and officials, were present at every designated match with no fear or excessive concerns. The Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology has informed that it is currently selecting students excelling at PON 20 in Papua to offer them Talent Achievement Scholarship. Acting head of the Ministries of Bureau of Cooperation and Public Relations, Anang Ristanto informed on Saturday. The scholarship's award is meant as an appreciation of students who excel in the national championship. Meanwhile, acting head of the ministry's National Achievement Center, Asep Sukmayadi, said the ministry is carrying out selections of students at the high school, vocational, and college level. Minister responsible for small and medium enterprises in APAC vowed to continue to address the needs of small businesses in Asia-Pacific through relief programs since they are the economic powerhouses. The affirmation was made as the region moves through the next phases of the COVID-19 pandemic response and recovery, according to a statement issued by the 27 APEC Small and Medium Enterprises Ministerial Meeting and received by Antara on Saturday. Ministers convened virtually at the 27 APEC Small and Medium Enterprises Ministerials Meeting on Saturday with a collective goal to strengthen the resilience of small businesses across the Asia-Pacific region, focus at the digitalization, inclusive growth, and well-being. Micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, constitute over 97% of business in the APEC region, employing over 60% of the workforce and comprising 40 to 60% of economic growth in most economy. Let's move on to the international news. Buildings near the volcano of the Spanish island of La Palma were engulfed by rivers of lava early on Saturday, with the eruption intensified by the spectacle of flashes of lightning. The magma destroyed at least four buildings in the village of Caleon de la Gata. There was also a series of 37 seismic movement on Saturday, with the largest measuring 4.1. Singapore is opening its borders to more countries for quarantine-free travel as the city-state seeks to rebuild its status as an international aviation hub and prepares to reach a new normal to live with COVID-19. From October 19, fully vaccinated people from 8 countries, including Britain, France, Spain, and United States, will be able to enter the island without quarantining if they pass their COVID-19 tests. The announcement marks a major step in Singapore's strategy to resume international links. Australia was bracing for more COVID-19 infections and hospitalization, officials said on Saturday, even as it moves towards gradually easing pandemic restrictions, with the vast majority of its people getting vaccinated against the virus. Sydney, in a lockdown for more than 100 days, is to ease some key restrictions for the fully vaccinated from Monday. More than 70% of people across New South Wales state, of which Sydney is the capital, have been fully vaccinated. The federal government is completing a plan to bring in 2,000 nurses and doctors from overseas over the next 6 months to help with the expected higher demand. The Chief Minister of New Delhi on Saturday warned a looming power crisis in the Indian capital of 20 million people due to coal shortage, which have already triggered electricity cuts in some eastern and northern states. Arvind Kejriwal said he had urged the federal government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to allocate more coal and gas to power plants supplying the capital, as earlier in the week many of them had just enough coal stocks to last one day. Prices of power generation fuels are surging globally, with industrial growth pushing up electricity demand, leading to the tightening of coal and liquefied natural gas supplies. That was the news. President Joko Widodo led the 2021 Reserve Component Determination Ceremony at the Special Forces Education and Training Center in Bandung, West Java Province, last Thursday. The government began with a report by the Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto. In his report, Prabowo said the formation of reserve competency is a mandate of the 1945 Constitution, Law No. 3 of 2002 concerning national defense, and Law No. 23 of 2019 concerning resource management national for national defense. In total, the reserve components consist of 3,103 people. They followed military training from June 21st to September 18, 2021, and are set on October 7 last. The determinations of the reserve components is marked by an official statement by President Joko Widodo, accompanied by the submission of the stump of the reserve components unit to each battalion commander. In his speech, President Joko Widodo emphasized the Indonesian military, or TNI, reserve components may only be used for the interests of the country's defense. The head of state also emphasized the establishment of reserve components will strengthen the whole people's defense and security system. At the same time, the government is modernizing the main tools of comprehensive weapon system in all dimensions, in land, sea, and air. The president said state sovereignty, territorial integrity of the unitary states of the Republic of Indonesia, as well as the safety of the Indonesian nation and people are the main things. For that, TNI as the main components that is always on standby needs to be supported by reserves and supporting components. The head of state appreciates those who have registered voluntarily, participated in the selection process and joined basic military training until they are appointed as members of the reserve components. The active period of this reserve component is not every day. After these determinations, members of the reserve components will return to each professions. Reserve components are deployed when the country is in state of military emergency or state of war. It is mobilized by the president with the approval of the House of Representatives DPR, with the operational command and control under the 10E commander. It means no member of the reserve components is carrying out independent activities.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on October 10, 1970, on Fiji Independence Day. Fiji was found by the Dutch explorer Abel Tasman when he tried to find the Big South continent in 1643. But in the 19th century, European people arrived on the island to stay over there permanently. The island fell on the Great Britain as a colony in 1874. In October 1970, Fiji gained its independence. Democratic government experienced a military coup d'etat twice in 1987. After the second coup d'etat, the military government led by Siti Venerabuka declared that Fiji as a republic in 1987. The name of the country was changed from Dominion Fiji to become Republic of Fiji and changed again to be Republic of Fiji Island in 1997. Next event is World Mental Health Day. World Health Organization WHO annually commemorates World Mental Health Day on October 10th by aiming to raise awareness around mental health and to mobilize efforts in a bid to support better mental health. The commemoration was initiated for the first time by the World Federation for Mental Health in 1992 to improve knowledge, awareness, and people's advocacy throughout the world on mental health. In Indonesia, the World Mental Health Day began to be determined in 1993. It is to honor human rights of the psychiatric disorders, to expand mental health problems prevention programs, to bring health access up to society, to expand service coverage, and to optimally improve the effort of mental health. The last event is that in 2007, Sheikh Muzaffar Sukor, the first Malaysian, went to space. Sheikh Muzaffar Sukor, the first Malaysian who flew to space, was announced by Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi on September 25, 2007. The rocket which carried out Sheikh Muzaffar Sukor was launched from Baikonur launching in Kazakhstan on October 10, 2007. The rocket also carried out a Russian and US astronaut who would be on duty for 6 months at the International Space Station to replace two astronauts who would return to Earth along with Sukor. Sukor became the first Muslim who flew to the space during holy month of Ramadan and was at the space when it was Eid al-Fitr. Sukor was at the station for 9 days. And listener, that's today in history.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are. We have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email which was sent by Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to a broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 35343. He was listening to our broadcast in German language. Hello sir, I hope you enjoy our program. Keep listening and have a great day. Special for you, here is a beautiful song.
Oh, ini kisah sedihku. ku meninggalkan dia. Betapa bodohnya aku. Dan kini aku menyesal melepas keindahan itu kamu. Tuhan tolonglah aku kembalikan dia ke dalam pelukku, karena ku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Ku akui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa. Dan telah ku jalani semua cinta selain kamu, tapi tak ada yang sama. Beribu cara ku tempuh untuk melupakan kamu, tapi tak mampu. Tuhan tolonglah aku kembalikan dia ke dalam pelukku, karena ku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Ku akui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali admitted that the implementation of the 20th Papua National Sports Week PON was as expected. This, he said, was to become an example of organizing sports events in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, because nobody knows when this pandemic will end. Minister Zainuddin Amali, in his official statement in Jayapura Tuesday, said some of the sports activities he has visited have given a real picture of holding a championship full of rules because the pandemic is not over yet. Currently, these are already queuing for several sports asking for recommendation to organize national and international activities such as badminton, archery, triathlon, squash, basketball, and others. Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali said that basketball and football are already familiar with the health protocols in the midst of this pandemic, but others are still new to it. So this Papua PON is a learning momentum to organize offline activities. Meanwhile, regarding athletes who compete, Minister Zainuddin Amali revealed that the participation of athletes who are in the National Training Center or those who competed in the Olympics and other international competition at this 20th National Sports Week PON in Papua become a motivator for young athletes. A number of athletes who have won medals in the Olympics and Asian Games, as well as those who have joined long-term national training, participated in this PON. They are, among others, from weightlifting, athletics, archery, and rock climbing. During the implementation of the Papua PON, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, has an office in Papua. This is done to directly monitor the four-year championship, which is the first time has been held in the province. Papua PON 2021 competes in 37 sports, 56 disciplines, and 681 match numbers. The biggest multi-event in the country will run until October 15, and is followed by around 7,000 athletes from all over Indonesia competing for more than 700 gold medals.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Reply an email from Amir Jamil in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you for your attention on our podcast. Keep listening and stay healthy and happy. Well, here is another beautiful song. Enjoy!
Saat se
saja mimpi di hidupmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Kota Lama, or the Old Town, is an area in Semarang which became the center of trade in the 19th to 20th centuries during the Dutch colonial era. At that time, to secure the residents and their territory in the area, a fort was built and was named Vejoog Fort. To speed up the route of communication between the three fortified gates, connecting roads were made, with the main road called Hirinstraat. Currently, the road is renamed Jalan Letjen Suprapto. The old town of Semarang, known as Oudstad in Dutch, covers an area of about 31 hectares. Judging from its geographical condition, this area seems to be separated from its surroundings. It looks like a separate city with the nickname Little Netherland. The Semarang Old Town area on Jalan Letjen Suprapto, Tanjung Mas, North Semarang District, Semarang City, Central Java, is one of the silent witnesses to the history of Indonesia during the Dutch colonial period. In this place, there are about 50 ancient buildings that still stand strong and have a history of colonialism in Semarang. Exploring Kota Lama, or the Old Town of Semarang, is an educational tour that is full of historical value and colonial style buildings such as the Blenduk Church, Brock Bridge, and the Semarang Post Office. These buildings are still in use and look very sturdy and will not be changed or destroyed because they have been designated as a National Cultural Conservation Area. Kota Lama Semarang is open 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. Since it is a public area, the ticket price for the old city of Semarang does not exist and visitors only need to pay for vehicle parking. Supporting facilities in the Semarang Old Town area include parking lots, bicycle rentals, places of worship, cafes and restaurants, places to sit and rest, and also lodging. Many tourists prefer to visit the old city of Semarang at night because of these decorative lights that make the atmosphere more beautiful and memorable. A visit to the city of Semarang is incomplete if you don't visit the Kota Lama, or the Old Town, because this place has its own charm as a tourist destination. Its strategic locations in the middle of the city makes it easily accessible.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかうんてかーるバイルス COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'a bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Congratulations to all listeners of Voice of Indonesia who have achieved VOI competition. For those who have not managed to become winners, we hope you will not be disappointed. Maybe on another occasion, you are the lucky one. Once again, thank you for your participation in the VOI competition. Listener, wherever you are, we present another beautiful song. Happy listening!
Cinta adalah misteri dalam hidupku yang tak pernah ku tahu akhirnya, namun tak seperti cintaku pada dirimu. Yang harus tergenapi dalam kisah hidupku. Ku ingin selamanya mencintai dirimu sampai saatku akan menutup mata. Oh,
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Fresh drinks with flavors are growing in popular, especially in big cities in Indonesia. Beverages such as milk tea with brown sugar or cheese tea also seems incomplete without the topping or filling of small black balls made from tapioca, better known as boba. Creativity Program team of Muhammadiyah University Surakarta in Central Java created an innovation in the form of boba made from banana weevil waste. Tri Cahyo Utomo, a member of the team, in a press release received by the public on Thursday, explained that the idea of boba made from banana weevil waste came from the problem of its large amount in the Nguter area, Sukoharjo Regency, Central Java, which certainly causes environmental problems for the community. In fact, according to Tri Cahyo, boba made from banana weevil waste has many advantages compared to boba that is commonly consumed. Of scientific studies, boba from banana weevil waste is rich in fiber and highly nutritious. The nutritional contents consist of energy, protein, carbohydrates, calcium, iron, phosphorus, vitamins B1 and vitamin C. While the common boba made from tapioca only contains energy, protein, fat and carbohydrates. Innovation from banana weevil waste can at least reduce the existing waste. On the other hand, the beverage lovers community also has a choice of boba with better nutritional content.
Segera kecewa. sakitnya di sini. Sakitnya di sini. Sakitnya di sini. Sakitnya di sini. Sakitnya di sini.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, today I will present you with a song composed by Erwin Gutawa. Last September, Erwin Gutawa collaborated with singer Yura Yunita to revive one of the most popular songs from the 1980s entitled Tak Kuduga. The song, which was composed by Erwin Gutawa and Lulu Gutawa, was previously popularized by Ruth Sahanaya. In the latest version, Erwin presents a fresher arrangement without losing the nostalgia element. This song was mixed by Eko Sulistyo and received a touch of audio mastering by Chris Geringer, a well-known American soundman who was nominated for a Grammy Awards. Here is the song Tak Kuduga, sung by Yura Yunita. Happy listening!
Tak kuduga, semua terjadi tak kusangka.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Of Indonesia.
Pedulikan cintaku Mestinya tak ku sadari betapa perih cinta tanpa balasmu. Harusnya tak ku paksakan bila akhirnya kan melukai.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vianews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vianews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you on the next English program.